And a welcome to Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast for Wednesday, May 12th, 2021. Today in the news, summers are usually a quiet time for the markets, especially for gold, but this year could surprise investors with a fresh bout of volatility, said Uwanda senior market analyst Edward Moya to Kitco. For gold, this volatility could be excellent news as the precious metal gears up to make a run toward $1,900 an ounce. Slower growth is a key part of that outlook, especially after a disappointing jobs report last week. Quote, gold is slowly becoming more bullish for more people. A month ago, you could have made the argument the majority of Wall Street was bearish on gold, and now it seems the tables have turned. Well, North America's biggest petroleum pipeline is in a race against time to overcome a paralyzing cyber attack as gas station supplies dwindled and North Carolina declared a state of emergency, with cars lining up for fuel, reports Bloomberg. Colonial Pipeline said that it's manually operating a segment of the pipeline running from North Carolina to Maryland and expects to substantially restore all service by the weekend. But the pledge may not come fast enough to avert immediate shortages in the Southeast, where gas station employees are already reporting lines for fuel. Emergency shipments of gasoline and diesel from Texas are already on the way to Atlanta and other Southeast cities via trucks. Well, the weak jobs report shows the limits of stimulus, reports National Review. The strong economic recovery came to a surprising halt amid the federal government reporting only 266,000 new jobs in April. Axios added that forecasters had floated gains close to a million, making this the biggest miss relative to expectations in decades. The latest job figures suggest the post-stimulus recovery is slowing down. When Congress spends trillions and the economy responds positively, they credit the stimulus spending and claim that we should have done even more. When Congress spends trillions and the economy does not respond, the same advocates assert that the stimulus spending must have been too small. Well, the tinderbox that is Jerusalem has burst into flames, reports Jerusalem Post. More than 300 Palestinians and several Israelis were injured in clashes with police officers on Monday in violence that the city has not seen in years. As of this article's writing, while blood has been spilled at the Temple Mount and grenades have been thrown inside Al-Aqsa Mosque, no one has lost their life. Hamas instead reported to launching hundreds of incendiary balloons that have wreaked havoc on fields and nature preserves. Jerusalem is a tinderbox in slow burn, they write, and because of that, the country looks like it'll be dragged into another round of violence with terrorist groups. Read more about it at SwissAmerica.com. This is Dave Bradshaw reporting for Swiss America's Gold News Daily podcast. Until next time, remember, don't wait to buy gold and silver. Buy gold and silver and wait.